The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's not another Buffalo podcast. The bi-weekly show hosted by three of the most underqualified sports personalities this side of the canal. With John.
Joe Flacco
not.
Has a Super Joe Bowl
Flacco.
MVP.
Look at the stats, dog.
Ha.
Look at the stats.
Super Bowl MVP.
Look at the stats.
And Rando.
Your argument said that Matt Ryan went to a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl, and then people
I
were like,
Joe Flacco
elite.
On Buffalo Rumblings.
Welcome back to Not Another Buffalo Podcast. It is Super Bowl week. I'm here with my buddies, Pat and Brando. You can find us on Twitter at Not Buff Podcast. We are part of the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. Guys, how are we doing? Are we just depressed that the Bills aren't playing, or has life kind of moved on already?
World's always going to move on. You know, I don't know, man. It's weird. No, this weekend was weird. I didn't watch any sports. I don't know if you guys did that. I'm on the Peaky Blinders.
Was it some sort of golf stuff?
With Josh and Aaron Rodgers winning. That was cool.
I didn't catch any of that, actually. And that's something, if I was just sitting around, I probably would have put on. But I was actually busy this weekend. It was a good weekend to be busy because the only
Happy
thing that was happening was...
Happy birthday to you.
Anyway, I'm now 35. Just kidding.
Yo, we didn't talk about it on the show at all.
I'm now on my own health insurance. I had to sign up for that. So that felt like the mark of adulthood and stress. Like that's peak level. And I'm self-employed too. So I'm like, you know, I'm paying for it. That's not fun. But too old to be on my parents' health insurance still. So
welcome.
That's it. Yeah. Welcome.
It's bleak.
But yeah. So it was a weird weekend of sports too, because it was all the All-Star games, right? We had the NHL All-Star game. We had the Pro Bowl games. Like NASCAR had the Busch Clash, which is like a weird. So we had all these events that don't really count for anything. The Pebble Beach Pro-Am, which is cool because my birthday weekend used to revolve around the Super Bowl, and those two things usually collided. So now separating them because we have the 17-game season, that's pretty nice. So anyway, we got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, so we'll be talking about that today and Friday as well. But I got a little bit of Super Bowl trivia for you guys. We figured we'd have some fun on this episode, do a little trivia. We'll do some quotes with Pat, and we'll get into our bets and stuff and picks for the game and do a little bit of discourse on that on the Friday episode. But I found this Super Bowl trivia. I kind of collected it from all corners of the internet and then most of it from one single article. But I dug through some nuggets, and I hope you guys like these ones, because I don't know if I'm going to stump you. These might all be too easy for Pat, because Pat's the historian of our group from like pre-1990. Like, I couldn't tell you anything about the NFL pre-1990 except
Joe Montana.
Like the big, yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah, Joe Montana.
The Steelers were good.
Yes, exactly. The Dolphins were good.
Jerry Jones was racist.
Anyway. Let's see if I can stump you guys with any of these. And you listening too, if you get it faster than us, let us know and put us in our rightful, shameful place, because we're youngins who were only born in the late 90s. Anyway, so we'll start with some more recent stuff. This matchup that we have between the Eagles and the Chiefs, they're both number one seeds, and that hasn't happened in a few years. Do you guys remember the last time that there was a matchup of one seeds in the Super Bowl?
Not that long ago.
Was it Bucks Chiefs?
Nope.
Chiefs.
I believe the Bucks were the 2 seed that year.
That overtime game that Mahomes won was in Arrowhead, wasn't it? where they got the call. Frank Clark went offsides and Tom Brady got another chance and came back and won, right?
I think that's correct. Arrowhead. So is it Pats Rams
or Pats Falcons?
In between those two, I think.
Eagles Pats?
No, Eagles were not the Eagles were the one.
They had one. Yeah, they were like 14-1. Like Carson Wentz had an insane regular season. Yeah.
I know. That's what makes you forget about it, because you got Nick Foles at the helm getting them through the playoffs. But yes, that was the last time.
Interesting.
So Eagles back again as the one seed. All right. Okay. Here's a more recent piece of trivia. This might be easy, but I don't know if we're just going to forget about it. Can you name last year's number one seeds from both conferences?
Tennessee.
Titans and Packers.
There you go. Okay. And do you remember how both those teams lost last year?
L. Well, to the Niners.
The Titans lost to the Bengals because Ryan Tannehill literally gave the game away. And then the Packers, they lost to the Niners in like a snowstorm.
Something like that. The cold game.
Yeah.
Right. So both teams lost in the divisional round, which is funny for one seed.
And neither of them were in the playoffs this year, which is like bizarre as well.
I'd have to really pull up a history book to tell you the last time that two number one seeds didn't make the playoffs the following year.
That's a good question. If anybody knows that, comment.
All right. This one might be kind of hard unless you know it. What team has played? I guess that makes sense. Captain Obvious over here. All right. What team has played in four Super Bowls but never held a lead? And it's not the Bills.
Vikings.
There you go, Pat. Nice. That was quick.
They're the only other franchise to lose as many as we have, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Almost. It's the same number, but there are two teams that have one more. We'll get to that one in a second. All right. What teams have won the most Super Bowls? This should be easy.
New England.
Well, the Patriots, yeah.
Six.
Patriots, and then you have the Steelers with the six rings as well.
Yep. Yep. Both with six.
And Brady with seven.
True. All right. So you've got one, two, three, four teams have won. I'm sorry. Four teams have not appeared in a single Super Bowl. Can you name them?
Jaguars.
Lions.
Jaguars, Lions, Browns.
Yep.
Cardinals. Oh, no, not Cardinals. Jesus. Texans.
There you go. Nice.
Nice job.
You were thinking J.J. Watt. You just, you had the wrong.
Wrong red uni.
All right. This is softball. What team has participated in the most Super Bowl games?
Los Steelers.
Nope.
Cowboys.
Patriots.
It's the Patriots.
That is it.
With 11. 11.
11.
One with Bledsoe.
Well, you have one in the 80s. You have one in the 80s where they lose to the 85 Bears. You have one with Bledsoe.
They lost the one to the Packers in Favre, right? That was with Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So they had one with Steve Grogan, I believe, and then one with Drew Bledsoe. And then how many did Tom lose? Did Tom lose three? Just two. No, he lost three to the Giants twice and the Eagles.
Giants twice and Eagles.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
7-3 in 10 Super Bowls.
All right. I did not know this one. What famous jeweler makes the Lombardi trophy?
Tiffany's.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I had never heard that before. Is that just me? Brandon, have you heard that before?
No. I remember every year when they drop the rings, they talk about those people getting designed rings. And I think Super Bowl rings are fascinating. But not the trophy. I had not heard about the trophy.
Unless you're Josh Gordon and you go on an absolute bender and can't pay your bar tab and give it away as collateral. But
good times. All right, next up. What two cities have hosted the most Super Bowls?
Minneapolis?
No.
No?
Tampa. Miami. Tampa and...
Not Tampa. Pat, I think you said one.
Miami.
Yeah, Los Angeles. One.
Nope. This one took me a second. You gotta think back a little bit, because this city hasn't hosted a Super Bowl in a little while. Yeah, yeah. They probably hosted a bunch in the Superdome, and before that, I don't remember where it would have been. I saw a factoid that the coldest Super Bowl ever was in New Orleans. For that, I might have to look up the history on that.
I feel like that New York Super Bowl was the coldest though.
You know that was cold. About? Yeah, yeah. The one that they played in the Meadowlands, right? Or was it at MetLife? It was MetLife was new, right?
Super Bowl VI.
That's VI is six. Super Bowl
okay,
six.
Okay, Super Bowl six hosted in Tulane Stadium in New Orleans. The game was 39 degrees Fahrenheit, making it the coldest Super Bowl ever. Cowboys, Dolphins. Cowboys beat the Dolphins. Roger Staubach, MVP. First Cowboys Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, having a Super Bowl in February at MetLife, like, that's, it's a miracle it wasn't colder than 39. That must have, they probably got, I mean, I think it rained that entire game.
Well, a little factoid for you boys, that game was played at Tulane Stadium. Do you know what famous Buffalo Bills flounder of a player went to Tulane?
JP Losman?
Quarterback.
JP Losman, yes. Yep.
Hey, yep. I got a college question right.
Nice.
Oh my God, we're evolving.
I remember that.
All right. Who won the Super Bowl the year of the infamous wardrobe malfunction?
Raiders.
And who did they play? Who did they play?
Pat's Eagles.
Tampa.
Pat's Eagles. I'm certain it's either Pat's Eagles or Pat's Panthers.
It's the second one.
Pat's Panthers.
That's Pat's Panthers?
Yeah.
That was an awakening. It was an awakening for Pat. Because I went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom and my Uncle Joe was screaming about, he was like, right out. And I was like third grade Pat would have lost his mind had he seen that in real time, but God didn't want me to see it. Apparently he wanted me to stay pure. So I went to the bathroom at the exact moment when Justin Timberlake disrobed poor Janet Jackson.
That's funny.
That's such a good story. That's the best perspective of that story I've ever heard.
Janet's a beautiful woman and she was compromised for the whole world. That's kind of messed up.
When was that would have been 03-04 season?
I think so. That was when that was the second Super Bowl that the Pats were in 3 years.
Because yeah, they went to the third right, Brandon, one against the Eagles.
2004 would have been the date that the Super Bowl was in, but yeah.
Because the next year they played the Eagles.
Right. Because the 2002 Super Bowl, the first one that they were in was right after 9/11. So that would have been 02, but the 01 season, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, cool. So cool.
Jake DeLome.
Yeah. I remember that was back when I had to go to bed. You know, I was like, I don't know how old, in 02, six. So like, you have to go to bed, you know, way before halftime. So I watched the highlight of the game winning field goal on the news the next morning. That's my memory of the end of that Super Bowl. So
we should have the Monday after the Super Bowl off. If you pushed it 1 week, I read this is the NFL's plan. If you push the Super Bowl one more week, you get one more regular season game, it'll line up on President's Day
weekend, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's an American holiday celebrating an American sport.
Yeah, forget the presidents. We're getting the day off for the brave men and women that saved our entertainment.
I read that somewhere. I don't remember. Maybe if it was like a Reddit, like deep in a Reddit forum.
Yes.
It's not a bad idea.
That was interesting. Yeah.
NFL saving modern entertainment.
All right. There are five teams who have only ever won one Super Bowl. Can you name them?
That have won one?
Yep.
The Rams won two. Nope. They won their second this year, right?
Yep.
Ravens? No, Ravens have won two.
Ravens won two. Eagles.
Jets obviously have won one Super Bowl.
Yes.
Miami.
So Jets and Eagles.
Miami's won two. They went back to back. 72-73.
So Jets and Eagles, we got those two. We got three left. There was a legendary defense in the 2010s.
Oh, well, Chicago. Nope. Chicago only ever won
Chicago.
One Super Bowl. Seattle won one Super Bowl.
Yep. And you got one more.
Raiders have won a couple.
It used to be the Chiefs only had one for a long time. I'm trying to think of those like early Super Bowl days.
This happened in the 21st century, but Brandon, you're onto something with the Colts, but that's not the right answer.
Saints.
There you go.
Saints,
nice.
Yeah, that's a good
Glad you
good
picked
call,
up
Randall.
On that.
Because they played the Colts in that game. They won,
yep,
true.
Exactly. All right, who holds the record for most passing yards in a Super Bowl?
Tom Brady, 500 and...
Nick Foles.
No, Brady out threw Nick Foles in that game.
Is it Tom Brady? Lost.
It's like 528. For three touchdowns. It was absurd.
Both their lines were absurd. I think Nick Foles threw for over 400 that game too.
3,039 yards over 10 games. 505 yards against the Eagles in 2018.
Gosh. Nick Foles threw for 373, three touchdowns, one interception. Brady threw for 505. He dropped back 48 times. The final score of that game was 41-33. So, that was pretty high scoring.
The over cashed there.
Patriots had three receivers over 100 yards. That's crazy. Danny Amendola, 152. Chris Hogan, 128. Rob Gronkowski, 116.
Stupid.
Anyway, next question. This one, might you might have to throw back a little bit. Who was the last left-handed quarterback to get a Super Bowl ring?
Steve Young.
Wow, okay, that was quick.
My guy. We're killing it, Brando.
This might be a Pat one. What player holds the record for the most career rushing yards in Super Bowl games?
Emmett Smith?
Nope.
Lawrence Maroney?
Nope.
It's not like Terrell Davis because he only played in two of them. I'm trying to think of someone.
Is it a Patriots running back?
Nope.
Nah, there's no way. It's a Packers guy, probably. It's like freaking, I can't even think of the name of these dudes, but it's definitely, is it a Packers dude?
Nope, not Packers.
Not like Franco Harris or something?
It is Franco Harris.
Yeah. Nice.
Immaculate reception, Frank. Yeah.
All right, we got to this question earlier. What two teams are tied for the most Super Bowl losses? Bills and Vikings have four. These two teams have five losses each.
Broncos?
Yep.
Broncos is a good Denver guess, Broncos. Yeah.
The other one, don't overthink it.
New Patriots? England?
Patriots, yep. Been to a lot, okay. Lost a lot.
Yeah. And won a couple.
All right, so as we know, this matchup we have coming up is the first meeting of two black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. Pat, you know this one. I know you know this one. Who is the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
He was a question on Lore of the League, now dead segment. Doug Williams out of Grambling. Same school that Leslie Frazier. Yep. I want to say he threw for like 250 yards in one quarter in that game, too. Which is like
he
insane.
Threw for 340 yards total, including four touchdowns in a single quarter.
In a single quarter, yeah.
Was named Super Bowl MVP.
And he had John Riggins, the Diesel. It's also an animal on that squad. Art Monk. Got some James Lofton probably was on the squad. Hell yeah.
Grambling State University. There it is.
HBCUs. Deion Sanders leaving the tradition for big bucks.
Second to last question. What was the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history?
It's that, it's the Seahawks. It's either Pats Rams no, or it's Seahawks Pats, Broncos.
Rams. Pats Rams, 10-6, right? 12-6, 13-6.
Is it Seahawks Broncos?
Yeah, Brandon's got the right idea.
It's Rams.
It's Pats Rams.
Pats Rams, 13-3 was the final score of that one. That was a dud of a game. That was the game that came after Patrick Mahomes and that we were just talking about this earlier at that game in Arrowhead. They got stopped on the goal line for that offsides. And then there's something else. I think Gronk didn't break the plane or something like that. And they called him in or I don't remember. Or maybe Travis didn't break the plane.
There was a penalty and Brady threw a pick. And I think Frank Clark went offsides. They got to redo it. They converted and they went and tied the game and won.
Dang.
Right.
NFL script writers were working overtime for that one.
You see the memes where it was like Marv Levy reading the Super Bowl script year after year.
All that stuff was gold. You know, you've got, you know, Alex Smith reading the, the script in whatever year it was. You know.
Destroying his leg.
Right. All right. I got one question left for you guys. Hopefully I can stump you with one question. What is the highest scoring game ever by one team in a Super Bowl game?
Didn't the Cowboys drop like 56 on us?
That wasn't the highest, though.
Was it?
Because the Bills only had what?
It's 20? Either that or it's the Niners dropped an insane amount of points on the Chargers, too. The Buccaneers dropped an insane amount of points on the Raiders, but those are all
that,
in the 40s.
It's that game we referenced earlier. It's the 41-33 game.
Nope. No. I mean, that might be that's probably the highest combined score in NFL history. This
is
just
team?
Points by
is
one
this,
team.
Is it Broncos Falcons?
Yeah. Pat, you've already named the answer.
Oh, so it was Niners Chargers.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Niners Chargers in 95.
Do you remember how many points they scored?
This is Steve Young's team.
52.
Close. Higher.
54.
56.
55.
Super Bowl 24 was the Niners over the Broncos, 55-0. This is right before
55-10. 55-10.
Yes, this was right before the Bills went on their run. So this is still
Joe Montana. Still Joe Montana. Yeah, I'm looking because Niners Chargers is 49 points.
They finished 14-2. The Niners did. It's the most lopsided game in Super Bowl history. Most ever scored by one team, 55 points, and their 45-point margin of victory is the largest ever. Largest difference in total offensive yardage. San Fran had 461. Denver had 167. They scored 8 touchdowns in a Super Bowl, 2 touchdowns in each quarter. Only mistake in the entire game was a missed extra point attempt.
So it looks like they scored 2 touchdowns in every quarter, looking at the box score.
Joe Montana, 22 of 29, 297, 5 touchdowns, 15 rushing yards, 13 consecutive passes during the game.
That's crazy. All right. Well, that was trivia. Hope you guys enjoyed that. We got some, we're getting really deep into this episode already. We got some quotes with Pat to do. So we'll be back right after this. Down in a little small town, ain't much
that's very new. Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Are you ready for the biggest Sunday in sports? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57, has all the Super Bowl action you need. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get in on the Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. Check the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern to see what prop bet will be boosted. Do you like Jalen Hurts passing yards? Do you like Mahomes passing yards? Do you like his rushing prop? Will he be able to move on that ankle? You can bet on it now. AJ Brown, who's going to be the guy? Miles Sanders, you get to decide. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code NABP for Not Another Buffalo Podcast. And new customers can bet just $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code NABP for Not Another Buffalo Podcast. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
It's time for Quotes with Pat. They're things that people said.
All right, boys. Yeah. I got 4 juicy quotes for you here.
Ooh.
All from this past weekend.
I like you.
Quote number 1. Upon getting screamed at, this player said, "It's not a penalty. He said I could take a knee."
So I did not watch the Pro Bowl at all. But, asterisk to that. We're walking into the bowling alley and we're sitting at the bar getting a drink while we're waiting for a lane. This is the only part of the Pro Bowl that I saw was Kirk Cousins saying that in a screaming match with Peyton Manning. It's like, is that not Peyton was legit mad.
Is Peyton so like the coach?
Yeah. Yeah. Him and Eli were going up against each other. So I'm sure there's a little bit of sibling rivalry there.
That's
and,
awesome. That's cool.
Yeah.
Do they get to do that in their retirement?
They're trying everything they can, and you know the Pro Bowl still is
a dud.
But I actually, you know, we were talking about this last year. I want to let me look up the viewership numbers while we're doing the next quote because
it has more viewers than like NBA finals games and stuff.
Yep.
But
I think that
is the most Kirk Cousins thing I've ever heard. Taking a knee in a 7-on-7 Pro Bowl game for the W. You couldn't, Kirk Thuggins could not be more of a thug than that.
You could do lots of different things with taking me.
So this one right here, I had to fix my mask, I promise.
Say it one more time.
I had to fix my mask, I promise.
I have no idea.
Someone was caught in a compromised position.
Picking their nose.
Worse.
Eating the booger that they just picked out of their nose.
More.
Hand down his pants.
Closer.
Itching his butt.
Something to do with butts.
Is this the picture that I saw of Stephon Diggs behind?
Steph Diggs. Behind all the cheerleaders.
What was he doing? What's the context behind that? Was he celebrating?
He was fixing his mask. He was looking down at his mask, kneeling, and the way that the camera looked, it looked like he was eyeing up those cheerleaders, but in reality, he was just trying to fix his mask.
Interesting.
His words, not mine. All right, I have our next quote will be a point of discourse. Boom, boom, boom. I've never been that hot in Las Vegas. That's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Derek Carr.
This must be Derek Carr.
Yes. So, what do you boys think? Derek Carr to the Jets sounds accurate if they want to keep up their level of mediocrity.
They were talking about this today on WGR. Whereas if they have Derek Carr, they probably beat the Bills twice this year. I didn't disagree totally, but I was like, interesting. Because we kind of own Derek
once.
Carr. We do own Derek Carr. I feel like throughout his career now.
Wait,
after he came
wasn't
on really
Derek
hot.
Carr the quarterback that killed our playoff chances the 9-7 season with Marone? I mean, that's
Michael Rivera.
Back.
Michael Rivera. I was at your house. I'll never forget it.
That was Derek Carr's. That wasn't Derek Carr's rookie
That was his
year.
Rookie was. Season, right? They were.
Yeah,
they went.
That
two
was
and
Derek
four,
Carr.
They went 2-14, and one of their wins was against the Bills, I believe.
It was. That was f***ing heartbreaking. If Kyle Orton wins that game and we go to the playoffs, that's like the most hype year. We basically win the Super Bowl at that point. If Kyle Orton takes that team to the Super Bowl, if Michael Rivera doesn't catch one on 3rd and 19, but you know, beggars can't be choosers.
I'm gonna look up this game. I want to see this game.
So I got a couple more for you boys here.
I'm listening.
This one in. A response to is his name Little Jeremiah, I believe, the child reporter. You know who I'm talking about. So Little Jeremiah is the NFL's youngest reporter, elementary schooler, interviews NFL players. He's got a surprisingly professional disposition, and one NFL player was caught off guard. He was like asking him some real in-depth questions, and this NFL player was so caught off guard by a child reporter asking him a question. He couldn't even answer the question. He just said, "Whose son is this? He's your son? How is he like this?" And then he proceeded to answer the question after feeling guilty. But
I just saw this. I didn't watch the video, but I didn't see who the player was, but I literally just scrolled past this on Twitter.
And it was funny. He asked him about like the first NFL touchdown of his career. And like, this guy was just like, "What? Why? I'm just... My brain is exploding right now. How do you know this when you're in elementary school?" But
all right, let's see.
He's been on the show before for best quotes.
Justin Jefferson.
I forgot to take my grill out, so I can't eat the turkey on Thanksgiving.
good guess, John.
He asked him about Tom Brady.
Did you know it? Did you see it?
No, I didn't know that. I just knew that because of Pat's hint. That's a legendary quote. The grills and the turkey, non-compatible.
So. Let's see. This is the last one right here. Little Jeremiah also did a second interview with an NFL player, and he asked him what he did for fun aside from playing in the Pro Bowl in Las Vegas. And this NFL player, gathering himself, said, "I went to a magic show. He was really good. He made a bunch of cards disappear, and one ended up in my pocket. I don't remember his name, though. He was wearing a mask."
That sounds like
it's a very quick save, because if that man did not take a, he probably would have said something heinous to a little kid that he wouldn't have forgotten. But
Joe Mixon. No,
too soon. Too soon.
Somebody who said something stupid.
This guy's like
Josh Jacobs.
No, he looks like a WWE character. He looks like Shawn Michaels from WWE.
Wyatt Teller.
Well, to me, he looks like Shawn Michaels without a beard.
No, okay. I'm just guessing.
Well, I don't know
this guy has
Shawn
a beard.
Michaels
this guy has
like,
a beard. this guy has a beard, but he looks like if Shawn Michaels had a beard, he would look exactly like this dude.
I might have to Google Shawn Michaels. Hang on a second. I've never seen Shawn Michaels. I'm guessing this is like an offensive lineman. If Shawn Michaels is a WWE wrestler. No. Okay. Oh, let's see. Offensive player, George Kittle.
George Kittle. Yes.
No, I guess George Kittle.
Did you? I'm sorry. Yeah, Brando.
I said George Kittle.
But right. Have either of you guys ever been to Las Vegas? John, I feel like you've been, right?
I have not been to Vegas, actually, no.
My roommate proposed to his wife in Vegas.
All right. That's been Not Another Buffalo Bills podcast. Find us on Twitter.
Hilarious.
It's me.
Cut it. Before we finish up, I just wanted to share the 2020. Oh, wait. Okay, yeah. So it is a 2022 Pro Bowl. Sorry. It's because it's for the 22 season. So this last Pro Bowl still averaged 6.7 million viewers, more than the NHL Stanley Cup final, which averaged 4.6 million viewers last year. Last year's NHL's Pro Bowl. Down. Last year's Pro Bowl actually drew more viewers than the NBA All-Star game. That was 6.3 million viewers and only trailed the granddaddy of them all, the MLB All-Star game, with 7.5 million. So, I mean, NFL is king, but I did not know that the MLB All-Star game got that many views.
Well, I feel like it's the oldest, but the problem with Major League Baseball, in my opinion, the reason that NFL will always be king is because you can watch it on free TV.
For now. Not really.
For now.
I mean, you can, most of it. I mean, we Did always in my house.
I had to pay $15 to get my antenna. No, that's free TV, though. To get CBS.
I mean, I usually watch most of the stuff. I mean, most of the Monday Night Football stuff comes through on ABC, on ESPN, and like, as long as you have like the
you
NFL
get Monday Night Football on ABC.
Whenever the Bills play, I do.
Only Bills games, though, not every week. Nah.
Right. It's been a while. I remember when Monday Night Football was on ABC. I remember watching the last Monday Night Football on ABC, and that theme went away. That was
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah. What's that guy's name? Something Junior.
Oh, Hank Williams.
Hank Williams Jr. Yep.
Bo Cephas.
Well, you guys know where to find us on Twitter at NotBuffPodcast. We'll be back on Friday with some Brando's bets. We'll have some picks for the game.
We should all come
props.
In with some Super Bowl props. Everybody pick two props that they want to talk about.
Oh, at least two. I'm going to have more than that. I promise. Like statistically looking at where stuff is, like I don't see a lot of edges in places, to be honest with you. So I'm excited for like some of the goofy prop bets, because last year Brandon had a big hit taking the over on the national anthem.
Bang, bang, baby.
So Brandon, you're going to have to give us your stats on that, because you did a lot of research on that.
Yeah.
You know, leading up to that. So yeah, you know, maybe
it's
you
Chris
dive
Stapleton
into the
this year, right?
Gatorade color. Maybe, you know, maybe we try to find some intel on who's making the Gatorade. You know, I'm sure that's probably illegal. But anyway,
I remember reading somewhere that like the guy's rationale is maybe it was Peyton Manning, but it was like he knew what Peyton Manning drunk. I don't know. Maybe he was like a Colts fan. And he went to all the games. So it was like they knew that if the Colts were to win, what the Gatorade color was going to be.
Right.
I remember hearing something about that one time. But I don't remember how it turned out. They could have lost, and Drew Brees and Sean Payton got the Gatorade dump instead.
Before we leave, what is your favorite Gatorade color?
Red and yellow.
Red? Yellow. Yellow is acceptable.
Yellow's
the red
classic.
Dye is bad for
what
you.
What about blue?
I like blue.
I can't eat blue foods.
Blue just tastes like blue sometimes, man. You know, like blue res.
I like blue as well, but I'm on the yellow kick right now. I went years without drinking the yellow because I used it as my first mixer for my colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say for drinking.
No.
Much worse.
I wish.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So I'm one of those psychos Gatorade. Who has to water down his Gatorade to like half water, half Gatorade.
So you just drink it. What about drinking G2 sweet. Or G0?
No, G0 doesn't exist. It's disgusting. Get the aspirin.
G0 does taste like but. What about. Orange Gatorade, though?
Yeah, I drink most Gatorades, man.
I don't like orange stuff.
What?
I don't know what it
you
is.
Don't like
oranges
blue
are
or
delicious.
Orange stuff. Blue or orange are the two best flavors.
I like orange Skittles. Like orange flavored stuff is usually not my favorite out of like, cause I like lemon. I like lime. Orange.
What about like a, what about like an orange creamsicle? Like a Perry's. Yes.
Okay.
Orange creamsicle.
Yes. Yeah. I could go for that. Anything
what
else?
About a mandarin like orange kind of, fresh out the can.
Yes. That's totally different.
Artificial orange.
It's the artificial orange that gets me. Okay. I think that's it. Anyway, all right. Tell us your opinion on orange and blue flavored things. We need to have the flavor color Super Bowl here.
Stay
on,
away from red dye
on Friday. Yeah, right. It's made out of, I don't remember, beetles or something.
It gives you headaches. That's all I know.
Oh,
it's bad for you. Yeah.
That also might be the 100 grams of sugar or whatever, but could be both.
It's definitely just the red dye.
All right. Well, we'll be back on Friday, and until then, go Bills.
Go Bills.